You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. What do we say this morning? Yes, we do, don't we? We say TGIF. It is Friday, 17th of March, and I'm Jerry D here on The Breakfast Show on 89.3. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Lovely to be with you this Friday, especially on a Friday, isn't it? We're all very jolly, aren't we? Tell you what, looking at birthdays for today, the 17th of March, got a couple of industrialists, well, inventors at any rate. We're going to start off with Gottlieb Daimler, who was born on this day. This was back in the year 1834, German engineer, industrial designer and industrialist, known as a pioneer of internal combustion engine and automobile development. He invented the first high-speed petrol engine and the first four-wheeled automobile. And my second one is a guy called Charles F. Brush. No clue there. 1849, he was an American inventor, entrepreneur and a philanthropist, best known for co-inventing the arc lamp.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go, but they go too slow.
There we go, yes, the easy beats there on Friday on my mind. Well, it's here. Let's say a couple of quick good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou with us bright and early this morning. Also, Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Both of them, by the way, wishing everybody, and we do as well, happy St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's going to be green today, including the beer. Luckily, they haven't come up with such a thing as green rum as of yet, for which we're extremely grateful. Keep an eye on the time. We're 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Here is Michael Bublé on The Breakfast Show. You might have heard me, but, well, you haven't met me yet.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. Someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get, than I get. Oh, you know it'll all turn out, and you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. Just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Walking through the wilderness and living off the love. stars, the evening sky. And in my sorrow I can see that missing you belongs to me. Oh, well, deeper than I ever knew. Well, on a bed of gray. Oh, baby, with a wild blue. I found myself when I lost you.
That's Mr. John Mayer and Wild Blue. Right, it is Friday. What have we got lined up for you during the course of today? Usual bits and pieces, as we do on a Friday. We've got Ingrid, all being well. I know she's on her travels. We'll see if she's able to communicate with us today. If so, she'll probably have some freaky fun facts for Friday. Also on Fridays, in the last hour, what do we do? Well, first of all, we pop along to Pedro Mandingo's Rum Bar. Have a few drinks and listen to some salsa for 10 minutes or so. And also Yasmin will be with us with what, where and when. What we can be doing, where we can be doing it, and when we can be doing it. And also, with a bit of luck, if we've got a couple of people born in music on this day, Yasmin will be looking at that as well. As for right now, the time is 14 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, so I'm not going to waste any more time. It's an extra long shower this morning, isn't it? Because it's the weekend. You want to make it last. And there we go. Let me see. I've got a remake of Fresh, My Call and the Gang. They're in the shower as well, by the sound of it.
Turn it.
Oh, I do like that. Cool and the Gang, and a what they call reloaded version of Fresh. Yep, absolutely good. Come on. And off, well, yeah, dry yourself off, come on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. Hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful Friday. Of course, we've got all our usual bits and pieces this morning in around about, 11 and a half minutes time. We'll take a look at some of the international news for this morning, some of the international business news, all still a little bit of a turmoil out there. And top of the hour, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we will take a look at some of the local news stories for you over the last 24 hours or so. All that here to come on this morning's breakfast show, together with plenty of great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock, as we do here on this morning's breakfast show.
I see you calling. I didn't want to leave you like that. It's 5 in the morning, yeah, yeah. 100 on the dash, 'cause my wheels are rolling. And taking my foot off the gas. Ended only 2 for 1 night. See the end of the line. Staring deep in your eyes, eyes. Dancing.
Hey!
And there goes Maroon 5 and This Love. Before that, it was Marshmello together with the Jonas Brothers and Leave Before You Love Me. And right, let's say a quick one to say Mary Lou wishes a happy good morning today for Friday. And sent a nice little video of a cat and happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for that. She said something in a rude language which I can't understand. It's probably Irish. and also let's say a very good morning to Renee, as I said this. It's good morning, happy St. Patrick's Day. Super windy day here. This is over there in Athens. It said knocked over my potted plants on the patio. Gosh, things get really bad over there, don't they? Heading to Molly Malone's Irish pub tonight with some friends. Have a great weekend, and if you got it, you asked if I could play a piece of music for you, which is very Irish. Comes from the Dubliners and Molly Malone.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they both wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive. Cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. And her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive.
Yes, I must admit, I remember my mother singing that song to me when I was a wee child, trying to put me to sleep. Yes, cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. That's Molly Malone and the Dubliners. Time on the Breakfast Show, we are 28 and a half minutes, well, just after that, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. by the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Ballet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Ballet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Ballet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time is, just after 7:30 at the hour of 7 o'clock as we make our way up to 8. Let's take a look at some of the international news and business news for this morning, starting off with Slovakia. Slovakia on Friday became the second of Ukraine's allies to provide MiG-29 fighter jets, which Kiev believes are crucial to repel Russia's long-year invasion. Slovakia joined Poland, which announced its delivery of the planes on Thursday, both the NATO members' neighbour with Ukraine. Its fleet of 11 MiG-29 planes was retired last summer, and most of them are not in operational condition. It will send those that are operational, and the rest will go for spare parts. Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit Russia next week, officials from both countries said on Friday, weighing into the Ukraine conflict just as relations between Moscow and Washington hit a new low. Xi's visit to Moscow is a diplomatic coup for Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose country has been placed under unprecedented international sanctions since he sent tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine on the 24th of February of last year. French President Emmanuel Macron on Friday faced the gravest challenge to his authority since the so-called Yellow Vests protests after his decision to push through a contested pension overhaul without a vote prompted violent unrest overnight. Cars were torched in Paris and other French cities in the evening during otherwise peaceful demonstrations following several thousand people. And trade unions, workers to urged to step up and briefly blocked, by the way, the Paris Ring Road on Friday. That'd be causing disruption if you want to get to the airport. And North Korea said on Thursday's launch that it was at its largest Hwasong 17 intercontinental ballistic missile, and it was fired during a drill to demonstrate a tough response posture to ongoing South Korean military drills with the United States, according to state media. Photos released on Friday by the country's government media showed Kim Jong-un watching the launch with his daughter and included pictures from space, apparently shot by a camera mounted on the missile. And most of Britain's passport office workers will go on strike for 5 weeks starting next month in a pay dispute, potentially disrupting the delivery of passports ahead of the summer holiday period. More than 1,000 members of the public and commercial services union working across most of the UK's passport offices, including in London, Liverpool and Glasgow, will walk out from the 3rd of April to the 5th of May, the union said in a statement on Friday. The European Central Bank supervisors see no contagion for Eurozone banks from the recent turmoil, a source said on Friday. This was after US lenders threw First Republic Bank a $30 billion lifeline and trapped record amounts from the Federal Reserve. Large US banks on Thursday swooped in to rescue the San Francisco-based lender, which was caught up in market volatility triggered by the collapse of two other mid-sized US banks. European stock indices rose in early trading on Friday, extending a recovery from the previous day as fears about a banking crisis eased slightly after top US authorities and banks took action to rescue that First Republic Bank. Global markets stabilised somewhat on Thursday, helped by Credit Suisse, saying that it would borrow up to 50 billion Swiss francs, that's about $54 billion, from the Swiss National Bank, and later in the day, a group of major banks injecting $30 billion in deposits into that First Republic Bank, a mid-sized US lender. Still, analysis say that the worry about a possible banking crisis is far from over. Credit Suisse's chief executive said on Friday the bank was working hard to stem consumer outflows, although this could take time. At 9:44 GMT time today, the MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 47 countries, that was up 0.4% on the day. Europe's Stock 600 was up 0.7%, but still down 1.9% on the week overall. London's FTSE 100 was up 0.9%. The benchmark German 10-year yield was steady at around 2.255%, and short-dated Eurozone government bond yields rose. The European Central Bank raised rates by 50 basis points on Thursday, sticking to its pledge to fight inflation, even as some investors called for a pause in the rate hiking cycle until the banking turmoil eases. Against the basket of currencies, the US dollar was down 0.3%. The Australian dollar, seen as a liquid proxy for risk appetite, was up 0.7% on the day at $0.6705. The British pound, that was up 0.2%, and the euro was up 0.3%. Oil prices, they also benefited from the resurgence of risk appetite, with Brent crude futures up 1.2%, and US West Texas Intermediate crude was up 1.5%, recovering after having hit their lowest in more than a year earlier in the week. Strikes at four German airports, by the way, and led to the cancellation of hundreds of flights on Friday in the latest bout of industrial action to disrupt travel plans in recent months. German union Verdi called on security and ground handling staff at airports in Dusseldorf, Cologne, Bonn, Stuttgart and Baden-Baden to strike over pay and working conditions. And lastly this morning, capsized in a river in southern Iraq, the rusting wreck of a yacht that belonged to Saddam Hussein serves as a stark reminder of his iron-fisted rule that ended with the US-led invasion two decades ago. The 121-meter, that's around about 396 feet, Al Mansur, a symbol of Saddam's wealth and power when it was built in the 1980s, is today a destination for sightseers and fishermen who clamber aboard the wreck to picnic and drink tea. Apparently, Saddam Hussein never set foot on it. Right, time on the breakfast show. We are coming to 22 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Time to get back to the music. Elton John, together with Years and Years.
Succeed. tried not to do it. Turned over a new leaf, then tore right through it.
Wherever you taught me, I didn't believe it.
Jerry D.
This is a radio message to my baby, and I'm begging her, come back, come back, come back, come back, come back. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I'm sorry for the rest of my life, and I'm sorry that I hurt you. Girl, I'm sorry for lying to you, and I'm lost without you.
P2P, P2P, P2P. Sounds like a trip to the bathroom, doesn't it? P2P, R. Kelly as well there with a radio message. And before that, as I mentioned, it was Elton John together with Years and Years and a little song called It's a Sin, which was also recorded by the Pet Shop Boys. Remember that? Right, let's see if we can find a little bit of good news, shall we? A little bit of antidote to everything else that's going on in the world. Coconuts, there we go, are increasingly being used around the world to keep shorelines from eroding. Strands of coconut husks, known as coir, C-O-I-R, can be spun into mats or logs that are flexible and able to be moulded on uneven areas of shoreline. The mats and logs hold new plants in place so that they can take root. And once the coconut-based material breaks down, they leave the established plants and sediment around them in place to stabilise the shoreline. The Associated Press explains this can be a cost-effective and sustainable alternative to barriers made of wood, steel or concrete. The American Littoral Society, a coastal conservation group, is using coir as a part of a $1.3 million restoration project of an eroded riverbank at Neptune in New Jersey. The organization said that the project has already added significantly to the shoreline, which was hit hard by Superstorm Sandy. That was back in 2012. So there are some good news stories around. We'll keep a rummaging and see if we can find any more. It's very important to smile, you know, as well as cry. Rod Stewart. Love Touch.
Just give me a
Rhoda Stewart and Love Touch. Time-wise, we are just making our way to 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. We'll be looking at some of the local news stories for you. Don't forget the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. All being well, we're checking in. Let me just see if I've heard anything from Ingrid so far this morning. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, looks like we've got our freaky fun facts for Friday today. That's good. Wonder where they'll be coming from. So, yes, we'll be checking in with Ingrid. And also, don't forget, in the last hour of this morning's programme, Yasmin takes a look at what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And hopefully a couple of tracks from people born on this day music. And also, we don't forget, we'll have our Pedro Mandinga bar. Pop in for a drink. Start the weekend off on the right foot. Good morning to Ashley. Ashley says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a fun-filled weekend. And he sent this. This is a little bit of a heart lightener, this one. I'll tell you what it's called afterwards.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming. Seen my feet since 1984. The old lady wants a roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. The door, and I don't look good naked anymore. Well, I used to be a hell of a man. I chop wood with just one hand, but I can't do the things I've done before. Well, it all happened kind of slow, but I guess I kind of let myself go. Now I don't look good naked anymore.
Anymore.
I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door. And I don't look naked anymore. With each and every passing year came a lot of French fries and beer, and my belly hung a little closer to the floor. Belly as big as a truck, and the old lady don't wanna, she don't wanna, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore.
I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before.
If I keep on like I'm doing,
I'll get to the door.
I don't look good naked anymore. I tell you, I don't have that problem. Covered all the mirrors in the house. It's not an issue anymore. That one's from Ashley. That one brings a smile to your face. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 4 minutes, almost exactly 4 minutes before 8 o'clock.
You were always stronger than me. First
lost in the deep end, but then the first to leave. And I have missed you so heavily, but the waist kind of lifting, I'm seeing colors in the street. And though I might have been lonely or lost, I don't feel like giving up just because you climbed up. And tonight I have all I need. I got forgiveness. Just a moment, no souvenirs, a wink in my shoulder, but honey, you were here. And I know love wins over pride, I won't outstay my welcome, but love is on my side. And tonight I have the end.
Beautiful song from Celine Dion, and I Will Be Stronger. And that's it. That's brought us up to this part of this morning's program.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Beautiful song from Mary Black. It's called Both Sides, the Tweed. Nice choice, Mary Black. Thank you for that one. And let's also say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman, good morning to you. And it says here, howdy, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. And you asked if we could play something from you, All That Heaven Would Allow, by the Mavericks.
Baby, I love you. Well, if you didn't love me more,
morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Gaz, how you doing? It's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. It's freaky. Friday fun facts. And as you all well know, I am in the United Arab Emirates. So I've got some freaky Friday fun facts for you today. As a matter of fact, I even have a special guest. Her name is Fai. Say hello, Fai.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Panama. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, first of all, the population is over 9 million people. Then we've got over 83,000 square miles. And the capital, of course, is Abu Dhabi. Now, the major language is Arabic and English. So, let's get started on your Freaky Friday fun facts. The United Arab Emirates, or better known as UAE, is located on the southeast end of the Arabic Peninsula. The country, wedged between Oman and Saudi Arabia, has rocky deserts, wetlands, waterless mountains, and coastlines that stretch along the Gulf of Oman and the Persian Gulf. And they are beautiful. Let me tell you, they are as blue, as crystal blue as you can imagine. Prior to the discovery of oil in the mid-1920th century, the UAE economy was based primarily on fishing and a pearl industry. Kind of remind you of Panama? Fishing? Not the pearls, but fishing. Okay, never mind. So, when oil exports began until 1960, the country's economy rapidly transformed. Now, today, the UAE's per capita gross domestic product is on par with those leading Western European nations. All right, here we go. We're going to do some numbers now. Number one, the UAE is comprised of seven different emirates: Abu Dhabi, Dubai,
Sharjah, Ras Al Khaimah, Ajman, Umm Al Quwain, and Fujairah.
Did you get that? She did good, didn't you? We're going to keep her. Each emirate has a different culture and tradition. Number two, the country's form of government is an absolute monarchy. That means he, the king of the kings, okay? Each emirate of the UAE is ruled by a separate royal family, but the emir of Abu Dhabi is the country's president and head of state, while the emir of Dubai serves as the nation's prime minister. Did you know that the UAE created the world's first government ministry for artificial intelligence, according to the World Economic Forum? Yep, they're represented. They sure are. Did you know Dubai was the world's longest driverless metro system, with the more than 46 miles of track, and that's the Red Line, which I did ride, and I looked and there was nobody driving. It made me all so nervous. Oh my goodness. Did you know the world's tallest building is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, which that the other day I was recording from there, so you could hear me screaming and yelling, look out. According to the World Book of Records, this skyscraper is 828 meters, 2,717 feet, for those of us who don't do metrics. Hi. Did you know it's always wise for people visiting the country to familiarize themselves with the local law? I know that for a fact, because people have been prosecuted and jailed in Dubai for public display of affection. Did you know also that when when you drive poorly on the street, you either speed or you block the box, they have a camera that is nailed onto your license plate and you receive a joyous, happy joy, boleto, ticket for almost three times your salary. Imagine that. You don't have to worry, it's deducted directly from your checking account. Did you know that the UAE population has one of the greatest shares of expats? We can all move here. Yes, by the U.S. government accounts, the Emirates accounts for less than 12% of the nation's population. That means just around 80% of this country's population is like, what? You and me, expats. We can live there. Okay, archaeological evidence suggests that the UAE, along with the surrounding Arabian Peninsula, has been inhabited for over 125,000 years. Woo-hoo! There you go, Aldabai Gulch. Come on, Dr. Leakey, show me some of that stuff. Okay, ancient tools discovered in that area suggest human migrates over here from the region of Africa to Asia. Did you know that the UAE and the Arabian Peninsula were first colonized by the Portuguese in 1498, and then from the Dutch in 1622, and then the British in 1720. The UAE formally gained independence from Britain on the 2nd of December, 1971, initially with six emirates before
Ras Al Khaimah
joined the Federation in 1972. Gee, doing a great job. You notice I don't have to say those words on this recording. Thank goodness, because I've been little all over them. The UAE flag has green, white, and black horizontal stripes and one vertical red stripe. The flag features the four pan-Arab colors, which represent fertility, that's green, neutrality, white, petroleum resources, black, and unity, red. Let's go UAE, let's go UAE. We're going to be shouting that in the next football game. Did you know that the UAE has no permanent rivers or natural lakes? You ask, how do they get their water? Oh, well, let me tell you. Instead, the country largely relies on rainwater falling in from the Hajar Mountains that forms one year round in waters and wadis and underground gorges. So they just collect all that rainwater. Boy, I bet we could share some of that. We have rainwater. Boku, boku, boku. I just spoke another language. The UAE has... we just did that. Oh, now here we go. In 2017, a robotic policeman joined the Dubai Air Force. Doo-doo. The RoboCop helps identify wanted criminals and collect evidence. The Dubai police says it wants the unarmed guards to make up 25% of its patrolling forces by 2030. Can you imagine getting frisked by a robot? Don't touch me there. Or you're just touching my phone. Never mind. Okay, so they also created the first department of AI in their legislature. So those guys got representation. I'm scared. Did you know that the UAE, particularly Dubai, is famous for its man-made islands? The most famous one, which is?
Palm Jumeirah.
And an artificial palm tree-shaped archipelago, home to luxury homes, beaches, and approximately 80,000 people. Other artificial islands projects includes Yas Island, Abu Dhabi, which is some... There's going to be a home to a Formula One racetrack. You know, we have one of those islands similar there in Panama, in Baitia, right there in the Panama... Oh, yeah, I remember when that was built. It's not quite in the shape of a palm tree, but it's big, and it's got its own marina. Did you know the country's capital city, Abu Dhabi, means father and gazelle in Arabic? The name likely derives from the gazelles that used to live in the region, along with a folktale that involves the father of the gazelles,
Shagbut bin Dayab al Nayan,
who was hunting party, tracked a gazelle to a spring, and that's where the city was founded. Boy, I'm sure glad you know what I would have said. Habit. I would embarrass myself. Did you know that the national symbol, UAE, is the falcon, and falconry is a major pastime and tradition? Did you know that a well-trained falcon can fetch up to 100,000 pounds, basically 110,000 USD, and that there's even a falcon hospital in Abu Dhabi? Hello, send me an ambulance. Did you know UAE is home to the world's longest... Well, we said that. I wrote that red line. Boy, I'm repeating myself. I got to read my stuff better. Did you know the world's farthest man-made leading building is located in the UAE? The Capital Gate building in Abu Dhabi has an inclination of 18 degrees and is 160 meters or 525 feet for us people who don't do metric. It means five times the angle of Italy's Leaning Tower of Pisa. And all Pisa, Pisa, is also known as the Leaning Tower of Middle East. I saw it. It's incredible. You can't believe how far over that thing is leading. And it's going to fall. It's going to fall. You know it's going to fall just like a big old cake. Did you know that the UAE economy is dominated by petroleum? Duh. Okay. And Abu Dhabi, the wealthiest of the Emirates, contains one of the largest concentrations of the world's proven oil reserves. Oh, I also found out that most expats here like to drive Teslas, but that the locals like those big 4x4s because they like going out in the desert and going rum, 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 and the Lamborghini is not electric. No, it's not. It takes gas. The UAE is the second richest country in the Middle East behind Qatar, and they are trying to change that. And the world's eighth richest measured by GDP per capita, that's with a purchasing power. Ooh, it's big. The UAE is largely covered by the Arabian Desert. Oh, I can just picture that. Oh, I remember with the man in the turban riding off on the camel. I didn't tell you, I did go and see a camel while I was at the Heritage. And he was very cute, but he was not the one I ate. And then I also went to a store where they had made a table and chairs out of camel bones. Man, that chair was heavy, but it tasted good. The camel, I mean, not the chair. Okay, and we're going to wrap it up here. So, I want to first of all thank you, Faye, for joining us here.
Thank you for having me. Thanks a lot.
So, can you speak in Spanish to our Panamanian listeners? Say whatever you want in Espanol.
Hola, hola a todos, y espero que le haya gustado toda la presentación de la mítica Ingrid.
Look at that. Oh my goodness, she went blah, 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 blah. All right, everything's good here. I'm traveling tonight to India. Next week will be another week of interesting Where in the World is Ingrid? And until then, back to you in the studio.
Tomorrow.
The Scorpions there, and Wind of Change. Big thanks to Ingrid and a friend there for our Freaky Friday Fun Fact. It was quite interesting. Very interesting, in actual fact. That was followed on by Sting and Cheb Mami and Desert Rose. Right, if you're keeping on the time, we are almost 21 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock. Last hour, what, where and when with Yasmin, what you've been doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. And all being well, a couple of artists that were born on this day in the world of music. Time for a good news story, I think. A little bit of an antidepressant. This was sent to me from Renee. So if you want a good news story, here's one for you. On a sunny softball field, this is in Lakeland in Florida, players put the game aside to help a hurt opponent, even though it put them behind on the scoreboard. Southwestern University softball players Lee Gonzalez and Chapel Cunningham knew the pressure was on during the weekend's game against the Grandview Vikings from Grandview University in Iowa. Southern was ahead 4-1, but their opponents had the bases loaded. Now, the moment Southeastern was dreading soon came to pass when Caitlin Moses, catcher for the Grandview Vikings, hit a grand slam. Then, between the first and second base, Moses suffered an injury and fell to the ground in pain. Now, players said that the rules prohibit members of Moses' own team from touching her. If they did, the runs wouldn't count, they said. With the win on the line, Cunningham and Gonzalez lifted Moses up and carried her across three bases. They made sure to tap her foot on each base, pushing their opponent ahead in a game they would end up losing 7-4. Moses said Cunningham and Gonzalez asked them for hugs before being taken to her dugout by her teammates. Me and Chapel were like, "Girl, don't you worry. You deserve that. You hit the ball. Injuries happen. We're here for you," said Gonzalez. "I just knew it was the right thing to do," said Cunningham. "Here at Southeastern, they teach us, or especially on our team, they try to tell us to do the thing that ought to be done. And I knew that was what we should do. So we didn't really think twice." Grandview softball coach Lou Yakunich lauded the Southeastern players in a statement shared shortly after the game. "The display of sportsmanship by the Southeastern University softball team speaks volumes to their character, humanity and greater purpose," Yakunich said. "The result of their actions caused their team in the game to trail by one run. Yet that was of minimal concern to those players in that moment. The softball world is small," Gonzalez added, "and players look out for each other. What would happen if those were one of my girls? I would love for someone on the other team to pick them up and take them around," she said. Well, Southeastern University softball coach Kayla Watkins said that she was not surprised her players sprang into action. "I get feedback on campus all the time about our girls and how they do things. So for me as a coach, it was just kind of cool because we know that about them. But for others to get to see that in them is kind of cool," she said. And indeed, what a lovely story. Cost them the game, but they did. They said the right thing. Breakfast show time, 18 before 9 o'clock. Here's one of my favourites. This is DeFaze.
If there's no chance to reach you, no bridge, no boat, no stone, then I would swim the water.
If I would ever lose you to someone else one day, I'd sure be diplomatic, just like Cassius Clay.
go. Two pretty cool tracks there. We started off, as I mentioned, that was Something Special is what it was called. And it came from D-Phase together with the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. And followed on Coop and Come to Me. Coop was an electronic jazz duo. They came from Sweden, consisting of Magnus Zingmark and Oscar Simonsson. Their music consists mostly of vocal jazz, created by putting together thousands of different song samples, and has been described as a blend between 1960s jazz, swing, and Caribbean music. Sadly, they ended their collaboration in 2008, with Simonsson continuing to compose and tour under the name of Coop Oscar Orchestra. Right, time on the breakfast show, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're going to take a piece of music now from REO Speedwagon. No, they're always a favourite on this programme. Live every moment. Good advice too.
Cause The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell Carbiondo on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
To the rain.
name of the track is just simply Hazard. The voice, there's nothing simple about that. Richard Marx there. And that's brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And you and I, and that is Eddie Rabbit, together with Crystal Gale. Time on The Breakfast Show, we are 15, or just after 15 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it's time on this morning's programme well, to get the day off to a good start. It is Friday. What do we like about Fridays? Well, if there's one thing we love, it's the weekend, and it starts here. And no better way than a trip to the Pedro Mandinga Rum Bar, a cocktail, and you've got it. Let's throw in a little bit of salsa as well. This is Ilya Serov featuring Poncho. It's called Tangerine. Ilya Serov featuring Poncho Sanchez on the vocals. It's called Tangerine. Well, I tell you what, there's plenty to know and learn about Pedro Mandinga. It's the first artisanal rum in Panama, also the first rum, by the way, in history, made from Raspadora. Pedro Mandinga, they also have happy hours, don't forget, every day. That's at their two venues. That's, of course, in Casco Viejo, just around the corner from the big square there. And also, we've got the other one, of course, Via Argentina. All right? Via Argentina, opposite the park. And they're open every day in the afternoon. And by the way, from the time they open until 6 p.m, they got happy hour. All right? And once a month, Pedro Mandinga, Via Argentina, they've got live music as well. Now here is something different. What the hell's that? You say that doesn't sound like salsa.
I need you.
There go Donna Summer, eat your heart out. That's Lucy Grell and The Last Dance. So don't forget, start off your weekend the right way. Pop along tonight, Plaza Herrera, just round the corner from there. I think it's A Street or B Street or First Street. I could never get the streets right. But it's right round the corner from Plaza Herrera. Do pop along. And don't forget, during the afternoon, once they're open, it's happy hour going right up to 6 o'clock. Beer Argentina, of course. Right post, right opposite the park there. And celebrate your birthday there, Pedro Mandinga. They'll customise your experience, direct message to their Instagram. It's as easy as that. And if you fancy yourself as a bit of a barman, well, they've got mixology classes as well. Learn how to make a Pedro Mandinga cocktail. Then you can give it to me and I've already learned how to drink them. Pedro Mandinga. All right. Best artisanal rum in the world. Not just Panama, tell ya. And right, that's it. So do go along. Have a great time. Best way to start your weekend.
I'd like to run away from you, but if you never found me, I would die. I'd like to break the chains you put around me, but I know I never will. You stay away and all I do is wonder why the hell I wait for you. But when did common sense prevail for lovers when we know it never will? Impossible to live with you, but I know I can never live without you. For whatever you do, never, never, never want to be in love with anyone but you. You never treat me like you should, so what's the good of loving? I do. Although you always laugh at love, nothing else would be good enough for you. Impossible to live with you, but I know I can never live without you.
The amazing voice of Shirley Bassey and Never, Never, Never. And it's time to go and say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, so we've not chatted for a while, have we?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got to catch up, because you went off to a dragon boat thingy the other day.
Mm-hmm. And we were busy this week.
We were busy this week. We don't want too much of that. So how has the week been?
Well, good, busy, but good.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday it was raining a lot.
Yeah, didn't we? We had a downpour here, thunder.
Good thing I was at home.
Me too. Yeah, no, thunder and lightning is a good old storm. So mm-hmm. I think we're gradually phasing our way out of our dry mm-hmm. season, aren't we, our summer?
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It'll be miserable then till the end of the year.
Yeah, seems like it's going to be sunny, like right now, just for a few
it's
hours
sunny
in the
now.
Morning.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah.
Well, I remember because when I sort of first came to Panama many, 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 many years ago, mm-hmm. there was a system to the weather, mm-hmm. and we seem to have lost it because, as you say, you would sort of go into the wet season from the dry season, sort of gently, mm-hmm. you'd have sun in the morning, like you say, and then when it was time for everybody to go to lunch, it would rain.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was time to go back to the office again, it would stop. And then it used to sort of deteriorate from then on, didn't it, until you got to October, November, when it just rained, and mm-hmm. you know, the sun came out for 10 minutes while you went to lunch.
Yes, exactly.
But that's it. That's, I tell you what. It's better than being up there in the cold in North America or over there in England. I mean, England, if you go away for the wrong weekend, you miss the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Only lasts for a couple of days.
Mm, wow.
So, what have we got in the world of entertainment, yes?
Well, tonight at Balboa Theater, it's going to be a very interesting play. This is Colectivo Ecléctico.
Okay.
And it's going to be a dance about Darien.
Oh.
And this is about the problem of migration.
I was going to wonder if it was about that.
Through the jungle and its environmental and human implications.
Mm. Mm.
So I think this is very interesting. So everybody should go tonight. Hopefully there are still some tickets at Balboa Theater at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs $12, just $12. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Oh, and yeah, no. I mean, it's incredible what these people do. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I can't imagine going through the Darien anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But to sort of do that trek, because you still have, you've still got the chance of getting disease. You've still got the chance of getting bitten. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Just being in Darien, imagine these people are coming from so far.
Oh, yeah. No, mm-hmm. I know, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah. We should go and see this play. It's a dance.
Mm-hmm.
Dance and play, yeah. Okay, also, tomorrow, don't miss John Carney. He's going to be at Frank's Place.
Oh, okay, good.
At 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And this is at Costa del Este.
Mm-hmm.
You can enjoy his music, live music, and delicious food at Frank's Place.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Also, this weekend, it already started yesterday, is the Pan American Club Crew Championships for the Dragon Boats.
Oh, okay.
At Calzada de Amador. Mm-hmm. This is until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very busy, that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we have different countries in this Dragon Boat competition.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until you mentioned it the other day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. And of course, it's very important right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in David Chiriquí, if somebody's there, it's the International Fair of David.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It already started yesterday, mm-hmm. and it's until March the 26th.
All right.
And good. Also, it's a very important fair here in Panama, in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think today, they're wrapping up, aren't they, in Boquete, the Jazz Boquete and Jazz the Blues Festival. Mm-hmm. I think that's, because that started on the 14th, I think it was going through till today.
Oh, no, it's until Sunday.
Oh, it's until Sunday. Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having a great time.
So can you imagine people can go to David, to the fair, and then...
And then go up to the Jazz?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What a nice trip.
Get in line with the traffic.
Well, yeah, that's the bad thing about that. Okay, let me talk about who was born.
Okay, all right, mm-hmm. who we got?
The first one is Nat King Cole.
Ah, okay.
He was born in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
American jazz pianist and vocalist who had the 1955 U.S. number 2 single A Blossom Fell and 1957 U.K. number 2 single When I Fall in Love. Mm. He recorded over 100 songs that became hits on the pop charts and was the first black man to host an American television series.
Yeah, and I remember it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, and what a great voice he's got well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Smooth as silk, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nat King Cole, this is When I Fall in Love.
Restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you. The moment. I can feel that. You feel that way too. Is when I fall in love with
you. Oh, isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
What a voice.
Exactly.
A voice. Now, yeah. Remember when that came out?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I always sort of find, you know, I always say I find sort of, you know, the beautiful thing about music mm-hmm. is it's like this little capsule of time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was recorded back in 1957. That was 8 years of age.
Wow.
And I remember it, you know, vividly being played, and I can, you know, envisage my grandparents' house, which is where we were living
mm-hmm.
at the time. And it's just that little capsule. It's got all that information in there, where I was, what, you know, mm-hmm. what it was like being a little kid,
yeah.
what my grandmother's house was like, and whatever. And that's the beautiful thing about music, and that's why I'm sort of so attached to it, because music's played a big part in my life from mm-hmm. a listener's point of view, you
yes,
know.
Exactly.
And, yeah, excellent. Nat King Cole and When I Fall in Love. By the way, of course, there's a great album as well with Natalie, when she recorded posthumously with her father
mm-hmm.
and that's a great great album
mm-hmm.
to check that out. Alright, yes. What else we got? The World of Entertainment, Yasmin.
Okay, we also got a flyer from our friend May.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow it's gonna be a street art paint jam, graffiti, live graffiti. This is gonna be
okay.
Santa Walls
mm-hmm.
tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 12 to 12. Wow, it's going to be the whole day.
Oh, either that or just an hour.
And this is at Calle Ricardo Aria, just next to Marriott Hotel
mm-hmm.
in Bella Vista. So you can go there and enjoy the live graffiti. That's going to be interesting,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. This is by Urban Color. And also tomorrow, don't miss Mosky Town.
Okay,
this is the
yeah.
mm-hmm. tour in the Diablo
mm-hmm.
Rojo.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it at the Mac Museum. Let me see the hour. Well, it doesn't say here.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go to their Instagram account, Malamaña.
Mm-hmm.
Because tomorrow they have a promo. Usually the price per person is $30.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow it's going to be $25 if you go two people.
Okay.
And you cannot miss it. Because it's very interesting, it's historic tour, and also it's funny. It's fun, you can listen to music, nice music. It's very nice. I really love it.
Nothing like this program, eh?
And it does the tour for the Canal Song.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
It's going to be on that
uh-huh.
area. Mm-hmm. From the Mac Museum.
Oh, excellent.
So go to Malamaña Teatro. Malamaña Teatro on Instagram mm-hmm. and get more information. And guess what? On Sunday... This is very nice too.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the Day of the Japanese Culture.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. And they do it every year at the library at Parque Omar.
Uh-huh.
That's the National Library at Parque Omar. Of course, I think it's a little bit small, that place, because mm-hmm. everybody loves the Japanese culture, so
sure.
it's always crowded. But it's so interesting. The entrance is free, as always.
Mm-hmm.
This Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you cannot miss that. They're going to have different activities, music, they're going to have cosplay, they're going to have dances, they're going to have the tea ceremony.
Oh, wonderful.
Conferences, mm-hmm. origami, workshops. It's going to be awesome. So
oh, wow.
everybody's invited.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to the Japanese embassy.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And that's all. Let's continue with the other one.
Born on this day in music, another
uh-huh.
good one.
Mm-hmm. Sola Taylor. She was born in 1938 from American vocal group The Platters,
mm-hmm.
who had the 1959 UK and US number one single, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. She was the original female member of The Platters from 1954 to 1962.
Wow.
The Platters were one of the first African-American groups to be accepted as the major chart group and were, for a period of time, the most successful vocal group in the world. Wow.
Wow, that's quite something, isn't it? They mm-hmm. make great music like this one. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
My true love was true. Oh, I lost reply. Something here inside cannot be denied. Someday you'll find all who love are blind. Oh, when hearts on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. I chant them and I gaily mad to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love.
Without my I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when the flame dies, smoke gets in your
Oh, there we go. That's it, the Platters. Mm-hmm. And the smoke gets in your eyes. So what are you off to do today, yes?
Today I have to bring my car to the taller.
Oh, I didn't know you got a Land Rover.
Yeah, and it's going to be there until tomorrow. So.
Okay, what are they doing to it today?
Everything.
Everything?
Yes, because the last time I went there, it was perfect. I mean, the coolant problem mm-hmm. was solved.
Mm-hmm.
And it was perfect. Even the car, I don't know what they did, but it feels so smooth. And I was like, really? They just changed the thing of the cooler. So it was amazing. The service was great.
Mm-hmm.
So they found, of course, because it has some other sounds, weird sounds.
It's called an engine, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not exactly the engine. But they found the problem, so today it's going back to
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So hopefully tomorrow it's going to be perfect.
So, I always say that every morning when I wake up. So, I hope I'm going to be perfect. Never works.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and anything else planned over the weekend? Or are you going to go to that theatre?
Not yet, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know yet. Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, well, have a good one.
Thank you, too.
And we will be back, won't we, together with everybody on Monday?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Now, when I was rummaging around the music yesterday, and I came across this one, and because... The song, you know the song Summer Breeze?
Mm-hmm.
Summer Breeze. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, George Benson. And if you put George Benson together with Al Jarreau, and they sing, they do Summer Breeze,
oh.
It's really nice.
Hanging in the window in the evening on a
house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the street and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Singing, summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine.
As I say, what a wonderful combination. George Benson and Al Jarreau and Some Breeze. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just a few seconds away from 9 minutes before 10 o'clock. So taking us out of this morning's programme, I got one of the ballads, which is a big favourite of mine. I used to play it a lot back in 1968-69 on the radio, on Forces Radio Sharjah. And I remember having, I think I told you before, but I had one of these mini reel-to-reel tape decks, which would only take about one song. This was the song that was on it.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig.
Oh, there we go, beautiful song from Bobby Goldsboro, and it's just simply called Honey. Time on the Breakfast Show, it's time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of the day as well. And big thank yous to this morning go out. Big thank you to Ingrid there, our intrepid outdoor reporter, who's on her travels, absolutely brilliant. And she's been this last week there in Dubai. And today was a whole load of facts about the area. In fact, an area I knew quite well, as I mentioned, back in 1968-69 when I was playing this type of music. This is where it was. Just up the road from Dubai in Sharjah. And so all those interesting facts, much appreciated. Thank you. And also big thank you goes to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio for what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it for today, and a couple of great artists born on this day in music from the Platters, and also, of course, Mr. Silk Voice, Silky Voice, Nat King Cole. Thanks go also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there. He's back over there in the UK looking after his mum in Windsor. The boys and girls of Grupo Grado keep us up and running as always. To you, of course, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the programme. And please have a great weekend. Whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully. Enjoy yourselves, but be sensible, all right? Because what do I want to be doing on Monday, 7 o'clock? Talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.